Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Latent Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'll be talking about content fit. That is, how does your particular type of content fit its platform? And how does your content fit its, a particular platform as well as the community that inhabits that platform? So, once again, welcome back to Latent Branding, everybody. So the first thing you need to remember about content fit is that when you produce your content, when you're producing a podcast episode, for instance, you don't just want to think about producing the audio. Same thing with a blog post, same thing with even an interactive site. You know, you don't want to just think solely about the JavaScript and about whatever it is you're doing. You also need to think about the wider ecosystem that your content is a part of. And so the main takeaway for this episode is that if you're going to create something for Facebook, think about who your established audience is in Facebook and think about the types of demographics of people who inhabit Facebook. So Facebook tends to skew older. Snapchat tends to skew younger. And you want to tailor your content to the particular type of platform. Furthermore, you also want to tailor your content to fit the peculiarities and in more proper terms, functionalities of each particular platform. So for instance, very simple, on Twitter, you have the retweet functionality and the favorite functionality. On Reddit, you have the upvote and the downvote. On Snapchat, you have a variety of different kinds of filters. On Instagram, you have a variety of different kinds of filters. You need to think about the types of functionalities that each platform affords you, and importantly, allow those functionalities, those interactions, to inform how you're going to create your content and build expectations for how those interactions and functionalities will sort of springboard back into the content itself. For those of you who are savvy, you might also notice that content fit is sort of a CSS term. So in addition to finding out the peculiarities and functionalities of a particular platform, you also want to think about the technical side of the platform that you're using. How can you adjust the CSS or HTML or JavaScript? Can you? Most social media platforms don't allow you to touch that sort of stuff, but you can still sort of look at it and see if you could go in and fiddle with it. WordPress is one of those that allows you to do it. Sometimes you can get it from Squarespace, not all the time. So just a quick recap there. The first thing you want to do in order to fit your content is adjust to the demographics of the particular platform. The second aspect is account for the interactions and functionalities of that platform. And third, think about and consider the technical capabilities and the technical access you have to the underlying website, JavaScript, HTML, and CSS. Now, those are the three most important things of content fit. I'm going to say a few words just about some more casual things. So the fourth thing that you really want to consider is the design and the layout, the design. So you think about color scheme, typography. Again, I've done episodes on these before, but you want to think about how you're not just going to shape your content to your own particular website, but now that we need to have spreadable, circulatable, and viral type of content, you need to think about how your content is going to appear in other venues. And so this is probably the most important thing, even though those first three things are important. The fourth thing can only come out of those first three things, but that you need to think of your content in terms of elasticity. So how are you going to mold, shape, pull apart, snap together different types of content for different platforms? The easiest way I think about this is if you have a video or if you have an audio file, what length should that be is going to be determined by your platform. So obviously, you know, Twitter is good for shorter things, YouTube is good for longer things. If you want to embed a video into your WordPress site, if you want to embed an audio file into whatever happens to be, you need to adjust those lengths. And importantly, when you go ahead and adjust those lengths, it's going to probably require you to go back and maybe reshoot or retalk, re-edit. And so it's important to think about, again, going back to my earlier episodes of the podcast, that nonlinear recursive aspect of creating content, and that you don't just create content for your own particular site. You actually create content over and over and over again for different types of communities and different types of platforms. So the fifth thing that I'm going to talk about now dovetails out of the fourth with time. You also want to think about how your content is going to fit your community in terms of when you share it. So I always tell people to decide on a couple of days, a week, and even a particular time so that you can develop those audience expectations. But you don't just sort of randomly decide to share content on Mondays and Thursdays. You have to actually do some research. So when you initially start, when you're a beginner, you probably do just want to sort of develop a couple of random days. Then as you learn when your audience is going to access the content, you try and determine when they're accessing it and then post your content at those particular times so that it's new, but also that so they can see something and have fresh access to it. And then finally, the last thing I'm going to talk about is repetition / updating. You want to go back and visit older content and adjust it depending on how future content now looks and depending on how platforms have adapted and changed. So one of the things I always reminded people of in February of 2016, it's now March 2017, I'm recording this episode, is that Facebook rolled out all those reactions. So it went from sort of a single functionality in terms of liking it to it now allows you to have, you know, six emotions. And what's important is that for people who are developing content in the ecosystem of Facebook, you want to think about the different types of things that people can do in terms of those functionalities and how that might go back. And now that you have more functionalities, how are you going to go back and change your older content? Now, that is obviously on a case-by-case basis, but it is the larger message of content fit, and that content fit doesn't just happen once, but it happens again and again and again, and you need to update, revise, and edit your content over and over and over again. All right, so that's the end of the episode. Once again, thanks for listening. You can contact me through email. My email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com, and my Twitter handle is @nearsophistry. Once again, I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. This has been Latent Branding. Thanks for listening.